This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't have to be in the market for a new car or necessarily be a regular listener to this program, although that would be nice, to know that cars, both new and used, have become more scarce and more expensive the past couple of years. So the automotive news of the day is that that is going to get worse. S&P Global Mobility has some new analysis out, saying there are going to be 2.5 million fewer cars to be had this year and next because of the war and sanctions and, oh yeah, COVID lockdowns in China and that earthquake yesterday in Japan, which is affecting a major chip supplier over there. That is a whole lot of new kinks in an already pretty kinked up global supply chain. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
It's been one thing after another for the auto industry. First came the initial wave of COVID lockdowns and factory closures, then the semiconductor chip shortages.
Now we've got war and earthquakes and a new variant of COVID.
Michelle Krebs at Cox Automotive says so far, the war in Ukraine is primarily affecting European carmakers, which get a lot of their wiring from Ukraine. But she says American carmakers will likely be affected too, because they get critical materials from both Ukraine and Russia.
Palladium, which is used in catalytic converters, that comes from Russia. Ukraine produces a lot of the neon gas that's used for chip making.
COVID outbreaks and restrictions in China are also slowing production for some automakers, including Volkswagen and Toyota. Sam Fiorani at Auto Forecast Solutions says he doesn't expect that to last.
The Chinese market is very resilient.
The war in Ukraine and the ongoing chip shortage will likely reverberate for longer, he says. But all of these disruptions highlight a bigger problem.
The auto industry over the last 40 years has shifted towards a just-in-time plan where parts come in and they get assembled onto the vehicle. There's very little warehousing of components.
So any delay is felt almost immediately. Bernard Zwicky at the Center for Automotive Research says all the supply chain issues of the last 2 years would be bad enough on their own.
But they're also happening at a time when the industry is transforming the product that we build.
Moving away from gas-powered cars and toward electric ones.
It means a very different supply chain and a lot more vulnerability to some of the shortages in raw materials and rare earth elements.
And Zwicky says world events are making that transition a lot more difficult. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.